little bit of Ray. The best bits.
My name is Ray Foley. There's John Paul.
How are you?
And Lauren O'Sullivan's over there as well.
Hi.
Where to do? Tell me I'm wrong. JP at todayfm.com for the situations, issues in your life where you're being outnumbered or you're feeling that nobody's agreeing with you. We could agree with, well, do you know what? We'll pass judgment and we'll invite the nation to do the same as well. 0874 100 102 for the texts or WhatsApps, and you can get your emails into JP at todayfm.com. Lauren, how are you, madam?
I'm great. I'm great. I'm really, really excited about this first one today. And okay. I'm dying to hear what people think, right?
Okay.
So let's hold our wished, because there's two specific questions I want to ask at the end of this.
Okay. Over to you.
I love this. Love, love, love this. Guys, I'm a dad to a four-year-old. Her mum and I have co-parented well since we split up 3 years ago. We've always put our daughter first and we're respectful of one another. I met a new partner last year and we are starting to plan our future together. She's not from Ireland, she's American and has always been keen to move home. I work for an international company and there is a job over there for me. A better job with better pay. I spoke to my daughter's mother about this and tried to explain that yes, while I want to be with my partner, I also want to provide for my daughter. I have the chance to make money in the States that I wouldn't here. She got really upset and said that our daughter would never understand and that I'd forget her. I would never. I will come home at every opportunity and bring my daughter away on out there on holidays. I feel like I'm being painted as an a-hole running out on my daughter and responsibilities, but actually I want to give her the best future I can. Tell me I'm wrong.
Oof. What are your... Jesus, man. We were doing dishwashers a second ago, Lauren.
Okay, well, so what I want to ask about this one is, right, I would love to hear from people who have worked abroad, whether you're, you know, co-parenting or single parenting, people who've had to go away to work, because like loads of people do.
Yeah.
And I'd also love to hear from people who, as children, did a parent of yours work abroad, or maybe you didn't see them very often, or maybe like my really good friend, her dad went away to teach for 6 months at one stage. She didn't see him for 6 months.
Oh yeah, it's the way of the world of work.
People have to leave,
oil rigs or going off and set up a business, or as part of their business they have to head up another department in, I don't know, Abu Dhabi or something.
So for this guy, for this dad, is it just because they're not together and he's going off with the new partner, do you think, is the problem? I'd really, really love to hear what people think on this, because it's a very, very tough situation to be in.
We'll give our opinions in a couple of minutes. We want yours first. 0874 100 102. We're doing Tell Me I'm Wrong. The email address is jp@todayfm.com. And Lauren is here. Can you give us a brief synopsis again of the dilemma?
Our emailer is a dad of a four-year-old. He has successfully co-parented with his daughter's mother for the last 3 years since they split up, and they've always been respectful of one another. He has got a new partner now, though, and they're starting to plan a future together.
An American. A yank.
And she wants to move home. Now, he works for an international company. We don't know what he does, but he says, look, I can actually get a job over there and it's a better job than the one I have here with better pay. So he said he spoke to the daughter's mum about it and tried to explain that, yes, look, obviously I want to be with my partner. That's a part of this. But I also want to provide for our daughter and give her, you know, a good future and make good money. So the mother of the child obviously wasn't happy about this and said, look, she'll never understand. You'll forget about her. And he's like, I'd never forget about her. I'd come home all the time. I'd bring my daughter out there on holidays. And he's like, I just feel like I'm being painted as this bad guy. He's just running out on my child and my responsibilities. He's like, that's not who I am. I want to give her the best future I can. Tell me I'm wrong. I think it's so tough.
Your text, 0874 100 102. Amy's over there, Amy.
Hi, Ray and crew. I think that dad is fooling himself if he thinks that anyone else is benefiting from him moving to the US. He's doing it for his own reasons, not for the best of his daughter. Of course, that's gotta hurt. Dad moved country to make a family elsewhere and just left me behind.
My immediate reaction to that, right? Gut reaction, emotional, just snapshot. I'm a dad, I've got two little boys, and I never leave them. And then I go, well, hang on, I did do that. I did. I chased work to Cork when I was out of work. An opportunity came up for me to go and work in Cork. And my baby, and by the way, this little girl is four, which is a really difficult age mm-hmm. for, like, she's not going to comprehend.
No.
Why is my dad all of a sudden on the other? Maybe you might be able to explain to a teenager or an older child. But then, like I say, I actually did that to a certain. I didn't go to America; it was Cork, but it involved me living there during the week. And on a Sunday night, I put the kids to bed, get in the car, and drive to Cork, and spend the weekdays in Cork. The thing was, I was always coming back.
Okay,
it wasn't the case that I was going off to create another life.
A new family in Cork.
And this is the other thing that is the potential for this guy.
Of course, yeah.
He's got a new partner. He hasn't said if he's planning on having kids, on settling there for the rest of his life, or what their long term plans are. Mm-hmm. The other question then that I have: how much more money? I went to Cork to get a job and to keep the show on the road, to pay the bills, right? This guy's talking about an opportunity where he's providing for his daughter, but he does already have a job here. Is he going to be making millions doing this new job over there? That's a question I have, and you don't have the answer in the email. But it's a question, but it is very easy for us to go, particularly given that, you know, my immediate gut reaction was like, geez, you'd never leave your kids, would you? But then actually, do you know what? You do what you need to do.
Exactly.
To pay the mortgage. Leah says children don't care about extra money. They care about a parent with a physical presence. My boy was 12 yesterday, and I was gone for 4 years, or for whatever the number, two or three. And you do kind of think to yourself, what kind of relationship would we have? We've got a great relationship. Would have been better, mm-hmm. would have been more wonderful and amazing. Gloria says, a mother would never make that decision. I'll say no more. I think that's not...
Oh, like, I hate that. Like, that just drives me bananas. That a mother never leave her child. Mothers leave their children. They do. They go and work in other places. Maybe not as often. But like, I just think that's, you know, that's exactly what he's talking about. That he's being painted as this bad guy for leaving his child. Running out on his family. Do you know? Like, it's just meh.
Work as chair. We got a text from a pilot who's like, they're only there half the time. And that's one of those situations where, again, one of those jobs which takes you... You know, there's engineers who go off to Australia for 6 months and then comes back. Or in the army, postings abroad, they have to go. It's just it's a fact of life, and not necessarily going and building a new life, but it is, you're just not going to be around. I could never leave my kids ever, says David, with or without being in the relationship. I don't know how anyone could leave their kids like that. David, I feel judged. It's heartbreaking. Why have kids in the first place if you're willing to be on the other side of the world, from David? Well, whether or not, you know, whatever happened about the circumstances of having a kid in the first place, you have one now. And Derek says he can't put a price on time that he'll miss out with his daughter. No money is worth that, from Derek. Like I say, I was asking the question, is it millions we're talking about? Andrea in Kilkenny. Jeez, lads, there's so many emails, texts and WhatsApps. I'll do three more and that's it. Andrea says, guys, I think that father is going for his new partner and trying to convince himself and everyone else that it's to provide a better life for his child. If he wasn't with his new partner, I wonder would he be moving to a new country, or if it would ever be have been a consideration, from Andrea in Kilkenny.
I think he's been really honest. I think he's like, my partner is American. She wants to go home. Yes, part of it is I want to be with her. And he obviously researched it, looked into it, applied for this job, obviously, got the job. And now he's like trying to make it work. I think you can make anything work.
Well, if he's making enough money as well, it might make it easier to make it work in terms of maintaining the relationship. A says, I'm living this experience right now. Oh my God. I'm living this experience right now with a parent being in America. Go for it. If you want your child to be close to you still, then it can be via FaceTime, etc. The ex is just resentful. She should do what's right for her child, which is allow the parent to be happy, from A. And I suppose they're not together. They've been apart for 3 years.
That's the thing, is you want to be happy. And, you know, it's who said no one's benefiting from this? The dad is going to benefit because he's going to get to be with his partner. He's going to get to be happy.
Emily says, when you're young, in the thick of it, it feels traumatic, but the older you get, you see the reasons for your parents that made to give you the best chance of survival, says Emily. Love the show. Hey. Right. Judgments then. JP, you've been very silent over there the entire time.
Well, there's so much going on in there.
It's an empty space. Ray, you know I'm a good man for a knee-jerk reaction, a barely thought-out idea. I'll have an answer. But on this one, I am at a loss. I think you can't apply a template, a parenting template, to every family unit.
No, you can't.
Each family unit is different.
And you're inclined to always compare your own being the norm or normal, and then other people. But other people do have wildly different lives.
Yeah. So what's right for one family may be wrong for another. And this guy, who is 50% of the parenting in this family unit, has said he thinks this is the best choice for him and his family. So ultimately, though I can absolutely see the downside from the kid's point of view and from his point of view, he's right. I think he's right to make that decision if he does go.
Wow.
JP, you're such a good dad.
You're such a good dad. JP, it's funny actually, because JP's kids are in America, we think.
Yeah, that's true.
Could be.
Well, I sent them on a boat.
There's a number of countries around the world.
Do you know what? I don't think you're wrong. It may not be the best decision for your family. It may not be the best decision short term or long. Who knows how it's going to work out.
It's not forever, yeah.
But you are not wrong to want something just because you're a parent. And fair play to him that he voiced it and he went to the mother and said, look, this is what I would like to do. Can we make it work? I think he's a good guy. I don't know if he's wrong or not, though. No, he's not wrong. He's not wrong.
This is the hardest one we've ever had, I think.
Yeah.
I love it.
Like I say, my knee jerk was like, geez, I'd never leave my kids. I love my kids so much I couldn't live without them. But at the same time, I was on the road to Cork every Sunday night, heartbroken that I wasn't going to see them for another 4 or 5 days.
You're a great dad.
I tell you what, we'll ask them to fill out the questionnaire.
You made enough money for them to pay their therapist when they're older.
Well, this is it. Yeah, we still have our house, you know? And that's it. Well, you know, we were never going to lose the house, but the bills had to be paid, you know? I would say, I suppose, if you feel it's not forever, I suppose, and if you feel it's right and you have to pay the bills, then you got to, and like Lauren says, I suppose, an element that I didn't consider, you also need to be happy.
Mm-hmm.
But 4 is young. 4 is affecting them.
4
as well.
Is a baby.
I don't know. How do I judge this? I'd say I'm with the two of you, yeah. I would, yeah, Jesus.
You guys, this has been a big one, are you okay?
Don't be texting.
Hugs all around.
Don't be asking me to decide.
By the way, Dad, make your own decision. Don't go by what we've said. Please just make your own decision. Yeah,
absolutely, and talk to the people you love. We're still getting loads and loads of messages on the dad. And there's one which has made me go, I'm going back on the other side of the fence. I'm either getting back on the fence or on the other side of the fence.
Right.
I'll go through the... If I do these now, we're not going to have time for the next email. I'm sorry, jp@cfm.com for any more of them. But B says, just very quickly to remind you, guy split up with the mother of his 4-year-old child, and they've split up for 3 years. They've been co-parenting all that time. He's met someone else, an American, and he wants to go to America with her, but for work. He's got an amazing job opportunity apparently over there. And I think the general consensus in this room was, you know, follow your heart and do your best. And if the money's there, then you know, use it to make life better. B says, hey lads, when we got divorced, my ex left the country. That was 10 years ago. The only advice I can give this parent is be present, whether that's on a phone call or a video call every day. You'll get back the effort if you put into the relationship. From B, I suppose, yeah, to someone who doesn't do, we didn't do, my kids were very young as well when I wasn't around, to try and do FaceTime and Skype, they didn't make any sense to them. I mean, they might as well have been playing, I don't know, Angry Bird or Roblox.
Sometimes it makes Netflix. It worse, you know, if you, I only know from like being away overnight, but if you FaceTime your kids, then they realise you're gone.
There's that element of
so
it as well.
So it's just like, okay, do nothing. But obviously, if you're
afterwards.
Gone for months at a time, you're going to have to FaceTime them.
G says, hi, Ray. I'm single. By the way, we're using initials just to protect the identities. G says, hi, Ray. I'm a single dad of 3 kids. I had the opportunity to go abroad for a 6-figure salary, and I didn't go. I'm delighted with my decision. I still earn good money, but my kids are much more important than money. He won't suffer, but his kids will, says G. And Aaron says, lads, how has no one addressed that the mother will have to take 100% of the childminding now, and how that'll affect her financially and in terms of her social life, from Aaron. Aaron, that is something one of us or one of the texters should have caught sooner. And it's the thing that I should have mentioned, by the way, that when I wasn't around, my missus had a crap life.
Yeah.
Like Monday to Friday, my missus took on everything with 2 young babies in the house and a full-time job of her own. She took on everything. And that is, Erin, that is the biggest consideration, really, that all of us should think about, and that your man, the emailer, should consider as well.
And you also, how's that relationship, financially? That, like, obviously, if they've been co-parenting so well for the last 3 years, that they'll sit down, they'll make a plan, and obviously, if he's making all this money, he's going to be sending it a lot of it home.
Right. So you're talking about paying for childcare, then, is it?
Or maybe, yeah.
Right. Well, if that's possible,
possible.
But if it's the case that, like any co-parenting parents that I know, that would be like, it's grand, it's full on for 3 days, but then I know that he's taken her or he's taken the kids for another few days and vice versa, that it's like, yeah, it's full on. But you're effectively turning that person into a single parent and she doesn't get a vote.
And on Aaron's point, I mean, a couple of listeners and ourselves, we were quick to say, well, if he's a happy parent, he'll be a better parent. But if she gets left in the lurch, is doing all the child minding and isn't happy with that outcome, she's an unhappy parent.
That's what I was saying about in terms of affecting the relationship between her and her own child. If she's miserable, it's not going to be a great life.
They need to all be on board.
Lads, we're coming back again.
So hard.
And so we can't. Yeah, great. Well done, you. You emailed in for an answer and you're not getting one. And Red says, how does the does he get the child for the summer holidays? But mom has to do full time the rest of the year. It's exactly the same deal. Well, you're not getting an answer. I'm sorry. We can't answer this one.
Life is too hard.
It's definitive. You've broken the feature. This was supposed to be a fun bit.
Thanks a million,
Dad. I said, we were doing dishwashers and then you sent your email in and destroyed the entire broad. The bit is dead now. It was going so well. We were getting the clicks and the videos and now what have we got? We've got a broken bit. Lauren, it's been lovely to see you.
Thanks, you can't.
A little bit of Ray. The best bits. Catch Ray Foley from 2 p.m. weekdays on Today FM.
Ray.
Yeah.
I love the show.
Hey!